Blog Talk Radio.
Unbothered. 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 Impermeable. Unbothered. Impermeable. Unbothered. I'm the people's champ. Obama. And you don't understand. Melania. Permeable. Unbothered. Sick. Allergic to the con artist. Fake woke. An imposter. Only real ones up in my roster. Like Junior C. That's my roster. You know I just been bossed up. I've been high. My shit been bossed up. I've been high. My shit been
happy Tuesday.
Hotep fam.
I can't believe it's been another 2 weeks already. Wonderful. How are you?
I am doing excellent. Everything is all right.
Lovely.
How's it going with you?
It's much better now. Like I don't know what happened today, but it was some crazy weather, and then all of a sudden the sun came out. I don't know. Did you see the storm earlier?
Part of it I did. Not all of it. I saw the wind. That's what I was looking at. The trees.
Oh, yeah.
Because by the time I was,
my building wasn't shaking.
It's something else. You know, when folk go outside, I'm sure they're going to be surprised. But we did not get it as bad as some of the other areas right to our north and west, like in New Jersey and upstate New York. They got it real bad. So I'm waiting to see how all that turns out.
A lot of my coworkers had their power go out.
Wow, yeah.
Like, so they couldn't even work today, because they're working from home, because their power went out in their house.
Wow, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, it was crazy. Wow. Like, my manager was sending out emails like, this person and this person and this person, their power went out. I was like, wow, that's so crazy. My power was a little shaky at some point, but for the most part, it was fine. But a lot of the people that theirs went out, it was like all upstate. So it's a little crazy.
Wow.
Sometimes it's better to be in the city. Only sometimes.
Wow.
But we seem to be missing a member of the team. So I was thinking maybe we should play a song and give her some time to get back on. And the music tonight, I would really like to play some Beyonce because I watched Black is King the other day. And let me tell you, it was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life. One of the most disturbing things is that there's so many people that have an issue with it. And a lot of Black people have an issue with it. I don't understand how anybody could watch that and not think it was amazing. But even like the post that you had put on, the one that was on your page, Daddy, on Instagram, how that was literally like a spiritual, like an authentic spiritual thing for us. And people were calling it demonic. And I'm just like, The brainwashing that has happened to us, I understand that people are going through what they're going through when it comes to religion and when it comes to figuring themselves out. But the fact that people will call that demonic, and that literally is something that's so authentic to us and our ancestors, is crazy. It's just crazy to me. Like watching the whole the whole thing was so good, and the comments that people are making, it just blows my mind. So
yeah.
I wanted to play some Beyonce tonight, especially the songs off of the Lion King soundtrack, which was the basis of Black is King, which it was like her Lemonade album. She turned the Lion King album into a visual album. So it was amazing. Mm. So I'm gonna play something from her album, from the Lion King, and we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up, because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe, not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word. You're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we, bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it, and it ain't no secret, no. Understand that truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, say he's dead in the fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your estimate, step in your essence, and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching, I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know, mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it. I have to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife, still really hard, I can't lie. But I promise you I will fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated, you're thinking I'm jumping it. Forgiveness is key, because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the roots, you'll be the tree. On the fruit that was given to me. Legacy. We're part of something way bigger. Bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we, bigger than the picture they framed us to see. Legacy. You're part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour it to me. There ain't no drought here, blooming throughout actual power. I'll be a sanctuary, you just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood in you, and you're gonna run.
Every time I hear that song, it makes me think of you, because wow. I feel like that's the conversations that we've had. Every time I hear that song, it makes me think of, you know, how you've changed people's lives, and how so many people value, you know, what you say, and you can make things make sense that normally don't make sense. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to be part of something that helps too. Like this, and not just us because of you, but just in general, everybody is part of, like, we don't understand the role that we play in the world. We think that there's, you know, all the negativity, but everybody has an important role to play. So every time I hear that song, I think of you, and I feel like that's something that you would say. Huh? You can't hear me? Uh-oh. Are you there? Can you hear me? Hello? Uh-oh. Well, I guess the storm might have knocked. Oh, yes. storm might have knocked out some, I don't know, what's going on today? We've been having trouble all day. All right, well, while we get everything together, let's play another song.
In the lead, who you wanna be? I'm who they wanna be. B-E-A-U-T-Y-E. Never seen so much rage from a queen. Rage from a queen. Queen so strong, thought she was a machine. Girl of your dreams, Sinclair regime. Turn to the max, can't forget Maxine.
But fun to be as a goddess inside of being modest. 100 degrees the hottest. If we're being honest, ebony anybody. Next, people win, they say we're being demonic. Angel in disguise, I hate I have to disguise it. Why you gotta despise it? Rich and demonic, why I'm making deposits? Carry all the power, it's time to realize it.
Don't know, good thing my power, my power, my power. Don't know, good thing my power, my power, my power. They feel away, oh wow. They feel away, oh wow. Don't know, good thing my power, my power, my power. Don't know, good thing my power, my power, my power. They feel away, oh wow. They feel away, oh wow.
This that rhythm, this that lightning, this that bar, this ain't no par. This that nappy, this that herb, this that kinfolk, this that skinfolk, this that war, this that bloodline on the front line, ready for war. Where you gonna run? Protect my grace, keep it locked in the safe. Don't make me get back to my ways. My power they never take.
Don't know, good thing my power, my power, my power. Don't know, good thing my power.
The fact that she had so many of these newer artists Like, she had no part of it. Jesse Reyes was in it. Tierra Whack was in it. So many other people were in it. And it just made it so much better. So, well, it's good that you're back on. Because I guess the storm has done a little more damage than we thought. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it just dropped.
But would that mean it dropped?
Maybe it dropped because
of
the topic.
Did the whole thing drop, or was it just me?
No. Just your call dropped?
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't realize that. I was there waiting.
Maybe it dropped because of the topic today? No, maybe it dropped because of the topic. I don't know. Because we're supposed to be talking about... supposed to be talking about TikTok. So, we know that the forces that be, and I have that in... Like, I'm making the quotation mark signs because they're really not any type of forces. Because TikTok is still up and running. So, I think, you know, and I'm going to ask your opinion on this, because I think that the biggest question in my mind is what makes him think that he has the right. First of all these people talking about our freedoms being taken away that love him so much, he seems more like a dictator than anything else. Like, he's trying to ban things that everybody should have the right to have, whether TikTok is good or not, whether it's, you know, it kills your brain cells, whatever. Who's he to ban a social media platform just because it's from some place, quote unquote, that he doesn't like? Like, what? I don't understand any of this because it's just stupid to me.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, with all of this that we're looking at, and I think what's going on with our sister, Beyonce, and what's going on with TikTok, what's going on with the pandemic, this is all related. And I think one of the viewpoints, let's call it like that, I don't want to call it an advantage, I'd rather call it a viewpoint. When you look at things like through astronomy, or when you look at things historically, you step back and you see the whole picture. Not just the little things that are going on. You know, you see the tree, but you also see that the trees make up the forest. The forest thinking is your right brain. When you look at all, when you focus on the trees alone, that's your left brain. But when you step back and look at the issue, you see the trees in the forest. I'm using that as a metaphor. What Donald Trump is doing is no more than the same thing that Ronald Reagan tried to do, and George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. They're all the same. And the idea now is the fact that for as long as the world, for the most part, you can talk about the United States, Europe, things like that, but the world, for as long as the world was in charge of the depigmented minority, as long as they ran things, as long as they were in control, it was about freedom for everybody. Even though they, remember, when the Greeks adapted African democracy, 85% of the Greek populace was enslaved. The same time that they were laying down the laws of what a democracy is, they had enslaved their own people. This has always been their mindset. All they know is domination and control. And so what we're looking at here, Trump didn't start this. Ronald Reagan did the same thing. He did it different ways. He did it more sophisticated. Donald Trump is not that sophisticated. So he's just doing this. And so I see everything that we're going through, this is a new beginning. This is a new beginning. Because like all the time, you know, like I told this story the other day. The last time somebody was able to do what George Floyd did as an individual. The last person that did that was Jesus Christ.
Wow. Wow.
George Floyd changed history.
Wow.
You can have BG and AG now. Before George,
what?
After
wow.
George.
Wow. Wow.
His name was called within a matter of a few days. Everybody knew his name. They knew what he looked like. They had his face on their T-shirts.
Yep.
They drew portraits of him on walls around the world. There were small communities in
everywhere.
Africa that chanted his name. They didn't speak English. They didn't know George Floyd. They just knew that George Floyd represented something to them. And they did chant dancing. And they called upon the creator. And they had rituals
wow.
in his honor all around the world.
Wow.
I haven't seen anybody do that since Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And I'm speaking metaphorically now.
Wow.
Jesus, his existence or his thought of existence split history in half. Now we're dealing with B.C. and A.D.
Before yeah,
him
and his
after.
Death brought his death brought change to the world.
That's and
mm-hmm.
he died in order to open up the gates of heaven for everybody.
Mm. Wow.
You see, so when you look at these types of things from and this is not a religious discussion I'm having now. This is not religious. It's spiritual, but it's not religious. And we all have to back up. Look, Beyonce, Jay-Z, and all of those that put that piece together, they did a phenomenal job.
That King thing, the
mm-hmm.
Black King?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did it come out already?
Yeah.
Yeah. In July, end of July 28th, I think.
I got to get Disney Plus.
It's a
Disney
phenomenal
Plus,
piece
go
of
through
work.
The roof.
Mm-hmm.
It's a phenomenal piece of work. And
because
I don't trust social media, I don't always think it's black people doing that.
That's true. You're right.
But even if it is, I still don't care. No, I don't. I'm at the point now in my life where I promote black doing for black, period.
Right.
And we have to understand the times we're living in. And the times we're living in is that if I have a problem with someone in the family, speaking basically of an African-American person, if I got a problem, I'm going to call you up personally, and I'm going to talk to you. I'm not going to
mm-hmm.
go on social media. If somebody puts something up that I don't particularly care for, I'm not going to comment on that. That's what you put up, that's what you put up. Even on my Instagram, I don't delete people's comments. Because if you come on and you say...
It takes everything out of me not to respond to some of your people. It takes everything out of me. I have to have a conversation and walk away from the phone. Because some of these people that comment on your stuff are just I don't even know a word to describe.
Well, they're not...
I can't even...
They are not part of the 3 out of 100.
They're not 3 out of 100? Right.
No, they're not.
I posted that on my Instagram just because of, just after reading the comments under your pictures, I went and posted about the 3 out of 100 because I had to remind myself that just because they look like me doesn't mean that they're for me. So I just have to step back and walk away.
Your skin folk and your kin folk, what's that saying?
Uh-huh.
But
but you also have to look at it like this. They took the time, they saw what you were saying, they reviewed your material. You may be making a change in their life, they just may not realize that they needed what you're saying to them or what you are to them or what you represent for them. And, you know, they may feel a certain way, but they may not realize that you know, what they're doing is not what they feel inside. And, you know, everything negative, it may represent something totally different from, you know, what it it is presented as. And their rebellion may just be because they are big fans of yours and because they never had that guidance and they don't have positive people, mm-hmm. and negativity only knows negativity.
Well,
that's true.
If you've grown up believing that the devil has horns,
yep,
then you can't help but come to a conclusion in your own ignorance.
Right.
So that when the post was up, they never understood, and they may not have read my post that spoke about Het Heru. Het Heru is one mm-hmm. of the most powerful symbols in ancient Kemet. She represents mm-hmm. the Queen Mother. In other words, remember the White House of President Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
Barack Obama,
Michelle Obama's would have been
upset. Michelle Obama would have been upset.
Mm.
Michelle and Sasha and
Malia
would have been Heru. But Michelle Obama's mother, the first lady's mother, would have been Queen Mother. She would have been Het Heru. She would have been the one that laid down the law.
Right.
The mother's mother was looked upon, and because of that, the horns of cattle represented the nurturing and the sustenance and the feeding of the population. It was the queen mother that sustained the society. She was the one that laid down the societal laws. And so the horns of Het Heru represent the aspect of nurturing, sustenance, and quite frankly, the source from whence you came. Mother's mother is the source from whence you come. And so those horns, in the Western perspective, like most things they do, they contaminate things. Everything they touch, they contaminate. And so they took a beautiful image. They took a story and they put horns on a red man and called him a devil.
Mm.
They took Satan. They took the story of Set and they twisted it and they made him red and they put horns on him.
And they personified him.
They gave him a tail. They personified
him.
And now when they see Beyonce with those horns that don't know their history, who have been
right,
who have had the
fed
Western
someone else's
contaminated
religion.
Exactly. So now they are commenting on my history through their historical ignorance. So what do you do with that? You pass it on. You just let it go. And you move on. Because what you gonna do? How can you argue with ignorance if you don't know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're so deeply steeped that is demonic to you,
mm-hmm.
then you stay in your demonization. Because I'm not there. You stay there, but not me. And I love you.
Right.
Unconditionally, but I ain't got time for you. And as I mature, I'm beginning to realize if I could give this concept that I have to young people would be able to get over a lot of obstacles in their life. They could just have that ability to understand everybody's not going to agree with me. And the beauty
mm-hmm.
of my philosophy is I don't demand that they do.
Mm.
And what's happening now is the Dolly House is falling. The Western civilization is falling for a lot of reasons. And this is the desperation that you see all around us. And it's all related.
Mm.
I can see it all related. Even though on one level you have Beyonce, on another level you have Nick Cannon, on another level you have the president, on another level you have the pandemic, all of those different things, when you step back, those are the trees of the forest. But you got to step back and look at the whole forest. It's a wonderful time to be alive. It's it's exhilarating.
Yes.
It's changing. And it's for the young people. And the old people, the elderly people, the ones that are doing all of this, well, time will tell. So, hey, Conda K, how you doing? We was waiting for
I'm good. Apologize for my tardiness.
Hey, we were waiting for the party, but you know, we were waiting, you know. We couldn't start the party without you.
Oh, my God. No, it was
now,
so crazy.
I was playing some music.
Oh, I had no idea. Like, I didn't even look at the time. Like, time took over for me. I had no idea it was
time is
past 7.
Time is flying faster nowadays.
It really is.
Time goes by
like,
so fast.
It's so crazy, but I'm glad I made it on.
Right.
Oh, so what did I miss?
Beyoncé.
I mean, you didn't miss that much, huh?
I was saying Beyoncé's music. That's what she missed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She missed my phone drop.
Right. I know we're talking about TikTok today, but I had to give some credit to Beyoncé. I don't care what anybody says.
Wait, you
if
saw
anybody
it?
Watches what she does and watches. Yeah, yeah, I saw it.
Password. Offline.
I think my call is about to drop.
I know where you live.
I'll consider
I know
it.
Where you
oh,
live.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to move. I don't understand how, like, I honestly think, but, you know, I think that Beyoncé believes what Daddy says about the 3 out of 100. Because Beyoncé literally creates works of art that are so black. Like, she is one of the blackest creators in the whole world. And I think she has built her wealth enough that she says, I'm going to put out works of art that I know are powerful and that I know are going to make a difference for people with the right mind frame. And for all of you that want to hate on me, I'm still rich. My great-great-grandchildren are already rich, like she said. And I really, I see the beauty in all of the work, like, from Lemonade. I think it's literally from Lemonade. But then she also did things like when she came out of the Super Bowl, where everybody was wearing the Black Panther outfits, and they made an X on the football field of American football, and people still have an issue with it. Like, she made an X, like, How can you not see what she's doing? It doesn't compute in my brain. Like, I can see it, and I don't understand.
Unless,
you know, one of the comments under the picture, huh?
Unless the people that are doing it are not who you think they are. They're either bored.
I mean, and that's a possibility also.
Or
no,
they're
right.
Not who they pretend
because,
to be.
Because one of the comments under your picture, because I read all of them, because I just do that. I don't know why I do it to myself. But one of the comments was like, oh, we're not for the Beyoncé worship. And I'm like, who, did you read the comments? Like, did you read what your, did she or he read the post under the picture that you put? I don't think that she did, because nobody's worshiping Beyoncé. Beyoncé is worshiping, or maybe not worshiping, but paying homage to a deity that is – deity is the right word, right? Is that the right word, Daddy?
Say that again.
Is deity the right word? Am I using that correctly? D-I
– what word?
Deity?
Yes,
what Het Haru is. Okay.
Yes, or
deity,
you know –
deity or what?
The idea is – It's a characteristic of the creator. It's a nature.
Ah.
Okay, that's the best. Deity frightens me because of what you think of. Same way I don't use the word God.
Mm-hmm.
Because the word God means something different. The word God, the word deity, and the concept of the demon and all of that, those are all Western illusions. You know, God is a German word, Gott. You know, Heru represents a manifestation of the Creator on earth. In other words, a mother, the instinct of a mother to sustain and nurture her baby, to feed the baby, to give the baby all that it needs. It came from the representation of the milk that comes from the cow, the imagery in Africa.
But you,
and so
you know what? Go ahead. I want to say something after, but go ahead what you were saying.
No, but because I just want to clarify the words, because what so impressed me about Beyoncé was not that I was worshiping or admiring her. I was admiring her in-depth ability to analyze and to bring before us images that have not been brought before us in a very long time. But because we are so removed from our history and culture, when someone tells a lie, the truth is unbelievable.
Exactly.
So when she comes before us with the beautiful symbols of the sustainer and the nurturer of society, the queen mother, because we've been indoctrinated into Western contamination, we view beauty as ugliness and ugliness as beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my concept with the word deity, because it's not about a god. It's about an emanation of the Creator, which is what mothers have. See, fathers don't have it. It is a specific energy for the female, because only she can sustain the baby in birth.
Mm.
And that is why she was so central, more than the mother, more than Michelle. If it had not been for Michelle's mother, Michelle would not exist. If it wasn't for Heteru, Aset wouldn't exist. Neither would Asar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you see the Mary with Jesus in her lap.
Mm-hmm.
Because the image is, that's why I used to always get in trouble when I grew up Roman Catholic, is because I used to say to them, to people about, you know, God was great. And they kept telling me God was great. I said, but if God was great, wasn't the mother of God greater than God?
Mm.
Wow.
And so the imagery that Africa has given us of the Madonna and child, of Heteru, is the sustainer. And the words that Beyoncé is telling us is like a mother feeding her child, sustaining us and nurturing us. And that's what I saw. Now, if other people saw
and
something else, I can't help that, because that's coming out of your eyes.
Right. And that's why I wanted to make a comment on that. But I realize that most of the people that comment things like that are ignorant. So no matter what you say, they're not going to give you the answer that you want to get. If people want to wallow in their ignorance, they have a right to. Like, nobody has to think critically, and nobody has to think about the bigger picture. If people want to be ignorant, they have the right to. If they want to believe a story that was forced on slaves, they have a right to believe that. They have a right to believe a story that was stolen from history, redone, perverted, and then forced down our throats during slavery. Like, they have every right to believe that. Nobody has to believe. It was just crazy when somebody said that nobody wants the Beyoncé worship. And it's like, nobody's worshiping Beyoncé. They probably didn't even see the movie to even understand what she was doing. And I was going to say, when you had said about the Queen Mother, throughout the whole thing, she was carrying a baby throughout the entire, I think it was an hour and 25 minutes. She was carrying a baby, and it was an infant, not her baby. And I'm assuming it was Simba, but it never progressed like in The Lion King. It was a baby from beginning to end. So it's like she has to have that knowledge of the things that you're explaining, because, or somebody in her camp does. Somebody in her camp understands what you're saying. Because the products that she puts out it's kind of like, not the same, but a similar, like when I had said that your book takes me back to when you start talking about existence before existence. When you read the book, that's how you feel. When I watch the Black is King and even Lemonade, like, you feel like it's not her that's doing it. You feel like you're taking a trip into the historical spirituality of what she's saying, because she is, everything that she puts out is more spiritual than anything I've ever seen, like, in mainstream media. I've never seen anything like that. Like, nobody talks about Orishas and all, like, nobody talks about stuff like that. Nobody makes those kind of comparisons. And that's why even when people talk about her being an Illuminati, there's no way the Illuminati would allow her to put Black is King out, ever. It's impossible for them to even allow her to put that kind of information into the minds of any Black people. So,
well, you got to understand who the Illuminati, and you would have to understand who the Illuminati is. And once I hear people start talking about the Illuminati, I know they don't know what they're talking about. Because the Illuminati has nothing whatsoever. In fact, you could look at what's going on today and see the Illuminati. And it ain't got nothing to do with Black people. It is
exactly
the destruction of the scientific principle by religious dogma.
Mm.
That's exactly what was going on back then. The Illuminati were the Europeans and the Africans that had studied the ancient wisdom of the Moors. And at the same time, there was a rise of the Catholic Church in Europe trying to take over once again the Roman Catholic Church, spearheaded out of France. And what they did to the Copernicuses and Galileos is that they ostracized them and they went after them. And in going after them, they were known as they call themselves. They call themselves the Illumined One, which in the language becomes, in Latin, it's Illuminati. And that's where Illuminati comes from. But the Illuminati were illumined scientists that studied astronomy and biology and chemistry. And they were attacked by the church. That's exactly what's happening today in the pandemic. Science is being crushed, and everybody's claiming that Jesus will save them. That's exactly what was happening back during the Renaissance. That's exactly what was happening back with the Greeks. The same exact thing you see happening today is exactly what happened back then. And for them to talk about the Illuminati is the most ridiculous thing that I hear. Because you just don't know. Same thing with some of the posts that were on Instagram. Very ignorant. Lack of knowledge. And worse than that, you're willing to show people how ignorant you are. If, look, there are things I'm ignorant in, and I know I'm ignorant in. Okay? And when I say that, I'm talking about things like computer, I'm learning webbing, I'm learning a lot of things. So when I say ignorant, I don't mean it in a bad way. It's just, I'm learning. But I would never post something about computer science with the amount of knowledge
exactly
I have in it. Because I know I don't have much information, so I am not going to make myself look stupid by saying something that somebody's going to say, well, you know, all you got to do is, and everybody that knows computer knows I just made a fool out of myself.
Okay. But that's because you're not thinking, you're thinking in a logical and responsible way as opposed to people who are now doing things, you know, because they want to be the ones who are looked at a certain way, and they want to, you know, be the knowledge base, and they want to feel good about themselves and try to, you know, emulate something that they wish to be. And it's like, it's better to be able to, the ability to be able to acknowledge when you do not know will allow you to learn 10 times better and 10 times more than if you were to sit there and pretend like you know what the answers are, or just try to post and try to be this person that you're really not. And the truth will come out eventually.
And there's no way to learn if you act like you know everything. Nobody's going to teach you. There's nothing wrong with not knowing the answer to something. Being intelligent doesn't make you better than anybody. Like, your IQ doesn't make you better than anybody.
But in today's society, it's like everybody's trying. It's like crabs in a barrel. Everybody's trying to get to the top. They'll do whatever possible. They lie, they cheat, they steal in order to get to where they, quote unquote, you know, would like to be with the least amount of work and effort that as possible. Like, nobody is, people are not aspiring to go to college, to do better, to continue on with your education, master's degree, PhD, because they're doing that, making, you know, a certain amount of money. And then people out of high school are on TikTok and they're on Instagram and they're making 30 times, 40 times how much anybody that is a doctor or anybody high up will be making. So why are we rewarding? Today's society is rewarding the bad and reprimanding the good.
That's right. And it's interesting. Nobody
wants to work hard.
And the educational system is based on that principle. You get rewarded for failure. Mm-hmm. You don't get rewarded for success. Programs are funded when you're failing. You know,
that's true.
Teachers go on.
Well, that's
I'm
like,
not going to say everybody.
But that's also. But that's also like the NBA. The NBA is rewarded top picks if they've done horrible throughout the whole season prior to.
Okay.
So
another
who's
example.
The worst team, who's lost the most games, is going to get the number one draft pick.
Wow. That's crazy.
Okay.
So
but
that's like, crazy. That doesn't even. Okay.
Because
but,
they figured that this,
player,
in order to make. Huh?
Think of the player himself. Why would the player him or herself want to play on a losing team?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Why did you know? So again, it goes. But you see, this is the way the system is set up. It's set up to fail, and that's what we're experiencing now. This is the end of the Ottoman Empire. It is over now.
Yeah. It's
everything
backwards.
Done,
it's a backwards system.
And but they are a backwards thinking people. And when I say they, I'm talking about anybody who would go along with the illusion. Think about TikTok. Okay. Now, for those of us who may not be fluent with TikTok, it's because I remember when your mother came and showed me something that was put up that had to do with me. Somebody put something up. Now, that's the first time that really...
Oh, my friend sent it to me.
Yeah, this is the first time I ever really focused on TikTok. So, what is TikTok? You know, explain that for someone like myself who is just getting into it. What exactly is TikTok?
The best person to answer that is Sasha. Sasha is TikTok queen.
Sasha, TikTok queen. What is TikTok?
I wouldn't say queen. However, okay. So, like, I refuse when the quarantine happened, I was one of those people that was posting on Instagram, like, I don't care how bored I am, I'm not downloading TikTok. And then I started seeing people's TikTok on their Instagram, and I'm like, maybe I just watch this one video. And now it's literally TikTok. The best way to describe TikTok, when you first open the app, like, once you download, you have a username and everything. When you first open it, it goes to a For You page. So for whatever algorithm the owners of TikTok have, what you searched previously, like everything that you're interested in, set on your For You page. And then you can swipe over.
I think they ask you a bunch of questions. I think they ask you for your interest when you first do it.
No, it's possible, but the stuff that comes up for me is not it's what you are interested in. It ends up being, I mean, there may be stuff in the beginning, but it ends up being stuff that you're interested in because the more stuff you watch, but there's things on my For You page that's not part of, it's not interesting. It's what I enjoy watching.
What they probably do is if you answer like one way, they probably give you other things that people may have answered the same way and they like that as well. Like when I was trying to download, what's that streaming app for Roc Nation, I was trying to download that, and it was asking me, okay, which R&B singer do you like? And so I pressed one name, and then surrounding it, it changed to people, to artists similar to the person that I said that I wanted to hear. And it just kept changing every time.
But that might be how you start off with the For You page on TikTok. But once you start to look at things, it and that's one of the jokes on TikTok, is that the person in the TikTok will say, if you see this on your For You page, that means you're either this or this, or like the algorithm of TikTok finds what you lean towards, like possibly also what you stay the longest on. Like if you scrolling through the For You page and you watch certain videos about certain topics, you will get more of that the more you watch it. So that's what the For You page is. The For You page is actually your interest, because it's literally like my For You page doesn't. Me and Christian have completely different For You pages. Christian's For You page is 1,000% different from mine because of, like, he's a gamer and he watches, like, those are the type of things that he enjoys watching. So the more he watches it, the more it'll find things that are like that. And then once you follow people, then it'll go on the following. But the TikTok will always start off on the For You page. It never starts off on the follow, unless you're watching something like in the middle and it doesn't refresh. But once you reopen the app, it starts on your For You page, because it wants you to continue looking at things. Because your For You page normally has people that you're not following, so that you can follow them. But they're people that have your interests in mind. Like when the whole thing with the protests were happening, the more you watch about Black Lives Matter and the protests, the more you would get. And so, like, if people are Donald Trump fans, they're going to get, like I'll only see people that are not for Donald Trump. See people that are for him, even though the hashtags have Trump in it. But the stuff that I'll swipe past and not watch it, it won't even show up on my For You page. And so that's the basic of it. But TikTok also is literally like, I think it's 1 minute of you doing things. Like you can either do, most of the people that are on TikTok are doing voiceovers of somebody else. Like there's a thing at the bottom that it'll say, like the original is whatever the name is. So if you click on it, you'll see everybody that has done the voiceover. So it literally is like voiceovers. You could, like, if Daddy's talking and somebody wants to say what Daddy's saying and they believe in what Daddy's saying, they'll do a voiceover of him. It'll be them saying it. But it's like an acting app too, kind of, because it's like you're acting out the scenes that are represented in the short clip that you have. Like there's a girl on there that she does voiceovers for Donald Trump. Like that's pretty much all she does. She's not for Donald Trump, but she does voiceovers for him. And it's amusing, and you'll hear things that you like. She'll pick and choose certain things that you may have missed. And if she feels like it's relevant, she'll redo it, and she'll make facial expressions, and she'll do her hands like it. So that's pretty much, like, there's literally people that you can follow on TikTok and that are not interesting on Instagram or Facebook, because there's something about the TikTok app that brings out the creativity in people. And I'm not sure what it is, but literally, like, people can be boring on Instagram and fun on TikTok. Like, Jason Derulo is an amazing TikToker, and I barely even listen to his music. No offense to Jason Derulo or his fans. His music is okay, but I would rather watch his TikTok than listen to his music. Derek Huff, amazing TikToker. I think he's on that dancing show. I think he's an amazing dancer, but I like him better as a TikToker. There's certain people that they rant on TikTok. Like there's certain people that are made for TikTok and not for anything else. And I learned that through the what was supposed to be the ban of TikTok, because I the people that I appreciated their TikToks, I went to go follow them on Instagram, and it's not the same. So there's something about TikTok that the creativity, and I think that that's one of the reasons why Donald Trump wants to ban it, because it is so much better than all of the American apps. Like Facebook and Instagram, like those are considered American apps, which I'm sure it's bigger than that. But I think that they're American people that created it. But TikTok is supposed to be based out of China, and it is just better than the like. I like Instagram, and I don't like Facebook. I'm lying. I like Instagram. I kind of like Twitter. I'm not a fan of Facebook at all. Like I go on a couple of times a year, but TikTok. Like when I got off of Instagram in the beginning of June, the first thing I downloaded back was TikTok. I really enjoy it because it's literally like I think and there's just so many. Most of the people that started their TikTok started because of quarantine and because they have so much time on their hands and they wanted time to pass. Like it's not negative. I mean, not the ones that I've seen. It's just positive, like people are laughing and joking and making jokes and making light of situations that sometimes is heavy and just needs to be explained in a different way. So I think that's one of the reasons why people like TikTok so much is because it's light. It's not like, you know, you can't write long paragraphs of negativity and your opinion. It's kind of fun. So I think that people need that escape, especially during the quarantine. It's really become something right now. So did that answer your question, Daddy? Because I know there's a long-winded explanation of what TikTok is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and also I understood that the president went after TikTok because of that comedian.
Yeah.
And what,
also, wait. Hold on. Went after TikTok because of the comedian, because of the woman?
Yeah, the one that was making fun of him, the comedian, because I saw it a couple of times. I saw what she did, and
she
done it a couple of times.
Because she's not a comedian. She might be a comedian, but she's not famous.
Well, she's not. She's out there. People know her. She's not, like, on the circuit, but people know her as a comedian, because that's how I got to see her.
You have to show me and see if it's the same person. Because I don't know how to describe her. What does
she
look
like? She does a great job.
She
in
does.
Mimicking.
But what does she
and
she, yes.
And
what does she look like?
Well, it's hard to say. I could describe her, but I just remember in fact I saw one thing that she did the other day. And she's really good at mimicking him and implying the nonsense that he's talking. See what
right,
what I
exactly.
appreciate about her is it's literally his voice, but the way in which she expresses it shows how insane it all is.
Wait, so he
and
went
so
after her?
He went after the fact that TikTok made fun of him. That's what I
heard. He's so fragile.
No,
he's having a hard time. Did you see the thing that he said about Dr. Fauci? How like he was saying, Dr. Fauci has been working for us and he works for us, but he has a high rating and I don't know why he has a high rating, but I don't. But it was just the way he did it. It seemed like this is like middle school, elementary school. Trump. He was saying. Oh, Dr. Fauci, everybody, he has such a good fan base. Everybody has, you know, they feel good about him, but he works for me. Basically, he works for my organization.
Wow.
How come I have a badge?
Wow.
And he used it in, I mean, those words, not exactly, but very similar to, like, because he works for my organization. You know, he works for me. Remember, he works for the White House. He works for, you know, my organization, but he has such a good rating or a good, I forgot what he calls it, where, you know, basically people like him, but nobody likes me. And that's what he said. And I was just like, oh, my God. Like, this really sounds like,
Her name is Sarah. Sarah.
Damn. I'm gonna look and see if I can find it. Because you can't always find it on there.
Your mother heard us talking and she brought it into show.
I was wondering what she was saying. I can hear her in the background. Let me go to my TikTok and see.
Oh my goodness.
But your mother said name Sarah. Something Sarah.
Sarah Cooper.
Sarah Cooper.
Exactly what it is. Yep. That is exactly. Yo, I can't believe he came out to her. She literally is amazing. Karen, you need to look at it because she's hilarious. Because she literally, she has one, How to Mask. She's hilarious. Like, I didn't even know this. I had no idea that he came out. That's just sad. That's really sad. Really sad.
But
I mean, every one of her posts is a voiceover of him. She's, like, hilarious. She's so
accurate.
But
you said it right, though. But you said it right, because there are people, I don't know if you remember this, there was always the writers conference or something in Washington, D.C., where all the politicians and the actresses and the politicians got together, and normally it focused on the president.
The State of the Union.
Say again?
The State of the Union. It's the State of the Union.
No,
when
no. No, this is a dinner.
Oh.
This is a dinner, and it has one of the high
ranking.
That's
when they roast them, isn't it?
Well, it's not really it's sort of kind of a roast, but
it's a roast.
Writers, the Washington writers something, where they have this dinner, and everybody comes.
Oh.
Normally the president, that's what he wouldn't do, but normally the president. Now, when President Obama.
Didn't he have the angry translator at that thing?
Yes.
He had Key from Key and Peele,
Exactly. But also, there was one time that he really mocked Trump. When Trump was going after him for being born, he went after Trump, and everybody laughed. There were people that said that night was when Donald Trump decided to run for president.
Mm.
Because everybody was laughing at him.
Oh, God.
So when you put that type of fragility and insecurity and inferiority where it belongs, you can understand how he would go after TikTok because this woman was making fun of him. That's how.
And it's a woman. And it's a woman, too. Like, he doesn't allow women to do anything except stand there. And the only ones that are allowed to talk are the ones that are, like, praising him. You know, like what you just said made me – I just watched the Jeffrey Epstein thing on Netflix. And that is it, Donald Trump is used to letting his money let him do whatever he wants. He's always – throughout his life, money has gotten him where he needs to get it. And he's never been good enough to stand on his own without money. It's always been about money for him. And now he figured the same thing would happen. And it's like, wait a second. People don't like me. I can't buy Sarah Cooper. Just stop making fun of me. She's still going to do it. So him being president really, like, I think he's really confused about, because he grew up thinking that, you know, because even with Jeffrey Epstein, that's a crazy story. All of these people allow, even with R. Kelly, and I'm sorry to bring him up because I know the firstthem.com people is going to come after me, but all of these people in their environment allowed them to do these horrible things to people because they were making money from it. For what was allowed to happen with Jeffrey Epstein allegedly, whatever, like the fact that he was able to get away with it because of his money. What kind of people are we? The fact that Donald Trump has always been able to get away with things and to be a loser because he has money, money's not even real. Who are we? I don't understand it. Possibly because I've been working in a bank so long that I realize how artificial money is and, like, what it does to people, but I don't understand it at all. I don't get it, but that's just me.
I don't understand.
No.
My rant is over now.
But going back to TikTok, for me, this is my this is why I wanted to talk about it. And I've done my research, so let me tell you from start to finish.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was introduced because my lovely, lovely nephew watches TikTok 24/7. So my initial introduction was just hearing it. I'll be sitting at my computer or like just sitting on the couch and just hearing these TikToks, and it would give me anxiety.
And it plays over
and over.
And if he's playing a video game, he won't recognize that it's played at least 16 times. And like, you don't change to the next damn TikTok, sir.
Yeah.
Change to the next. Okay, go ahead.
So for me, initially, I was just like, what is this nonsense? It's like drilling things into people's heads and, not fully understanding what TikTok is. But, I did my research and I downloaded the app and I started to look at the TikToks as opposed to, because if you don't look at them, if you're just hearing them, it does things to your brain that is very confusing, and. Just doing my research and watching the videos, like it makes people be creative, and there's no comment, so people can't say what they want or be mean to other people. There are some crazy stalkers out there that I was reading some of the TikTokers.
You can comment on TikTok. You might not be able to comment it if you don't create a thing, but you could comment, share, like. That's how I share with you guys. You could comment, share, and like it and everything. You can comment.
Okay.
It's not underneath the picture like it is on Instagram. Like you have to click to look at the comments. It's not like you can just scroll and look at it. I understand what you're saying too, because you might not even know that there's comments, like you said, because you have to find them. With Instagram, you know that they're there. But with TikTok, you have to make an effort to go look at the comments. So I get what you're saying. Go ahead. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
But just looking at it, it's like people are very creative. And like you said, they're positive. They're doing these positive things there.
Mm-hmm.
It's bringing people together, especially in such a pandemic that we're in. Social distancing allows people to, look and follow others. But a part of me also feels like what it's doing is it's very good. But what it's doing is that people can't be without it. Like it's an addiction.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Like
it
really captivates you. Like it literally like. I'll be sitting there and then all of a sudden I'm like, I didn't realize that I've been through so many TikToks, because it's like you swipe and then it's something else, and you swipe and it's something else. So I was talking to Daddy and I was like, this is just weird, because I just don't know if what it's doing is setting the kids up for failure that are growing up and being in school, you can't be on your phone, and but you need that constant stimulation. Once it's introduced to you, it's very hard for kids to concentrate. And, just having all of that stimulation, when you're not stimulated, when your brain is not being able to see something, you're not able to function appropriately. And I know, because, me being an older adult, getting a phone at an older age, I can't go without my phone. Like it feels wrong. It feels weird, and you see people who drive and they can't, like they get a text message and they immediately have to read it, or get a phone call and they immediately have to read it. And it's like this is happening to us at an older age, but these kids are looking at TikTok from such a young age, and it's just the introduction to something that. When you go to school, you're not going to have that same sort of stimulation. When you have to sit down and take those standardized tests, you're not going to have that sort of stimulation. So it introduces something to your brain that you're not able to fulfill it
you know, like when you're at home and it becomes sort of like a drug.
But let me say something, and I don't know if this counts for everybody, but there's times when, you know, I will want Christian to go outside. I want him to play around. I don't want, because he'll choose to stay in the house, as do a lot of kids. They'll choose to stay in the house if they can, so they can play their video games, so they can watch TikTok. But when he's been, like, if he's in trouble or if he's, you know, like, let's say he plays too long and I told him to go take a shower and he didn't, like if he's not supposed to be on something for whatever reason, like if I told him to take a shower at 6 o'clock, at 7 o'clock, he hasn't done it, I'm like, okay, no TikTok, no things tomorrow. He will find something else to do. When he wasn't playing video games, I forgot the reason why he wasn't playing them, but when he wasn't playing them, it was for a month. And he was drawing, and he was doing all these different things. He was learning. He learned his timetable. We just have to take, like, they can't be on it all the time. They have to take breaks from it and do regular things. Like, when we went to your house that day, and I had them in the pool, you're not going inside to play the video games. You're going to stay out here, and you're going to play in the pool, and you're going to hang out, and you're going to talk to each other. He was with his little cousin. Like, you guys are going to talk to each other. You're not going to go in and play video games all day. You're going to stay in the pool. You're going to have a good time. You're going to do, you know, you're going to do something that you're supposed to do as a kid in the summer. But I don't want to take it from them because I do feel like it is something that they're going to have to know, and it's some, and the world is changing. But I also feel like there's things that you like I love TikTok. I like the computer. I like all these things, but I also write. I write like a crazy person. Like, I'll sit and write for hours and days and create a whole book in less than a year. So I think that there has to be a balance when we are talking about what we're doing with our kids. There has to be a balance because I'm not going to take it away from him because he has a couple of weeks left before school starts. He won't be playing Fortnite the way he's playing it. So I believe that there has to be a balance. I don't believe in all school or all play. I believe that there has to be a balance. That's why he talks to you, Daddy, you know, when you guys do your Zoom classes. That's important because he's learning. So they have to have a balance. But they also should enjoy certain things too. Like, this stuff may not be the healthiest. The TikTok and stuff may not be the healthiest thing. But I think that it's important for them to have a balance of situations, because if they don't, it'll be like you said, and it'll be just like brainwashing or whatever. So there has to be a balance.
And you know what's interesting, and this is another perspective that I come from, is there will be advancement, invention, but the fact of the matter is that Western civilization, and I'm including China in this. I'm looking at Western civilization, Eurasian, if I could say it like that.
Oh, God.
What Kandike is saying in terms of stepping up the thought process, becoming more creative, that's a good thing. That's a necessary thing. But it's detrimental.
Right.
It's detrimental if you're living in a society that is regressing socially.
Mm. Mm.
Here's another example.
Mm.
Years ago, there was a school concept known as Montessori. This is where pre-kindergarten comes from.
Mm-hmm.
In France, they used to bring children to school at a young age. And they would teach them when they were 3 and 4 years of age.
Mm.
Okay. However, once they graduated from Montessori and they went into the regular school, okay, now they were with children who were 5 years old who had not gone to Montessori. They had stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
They had done what they were doing. Okay. Because of that, the Montessori children in the classroom with children where they knew their alphabet, they knew their numbers, they knew their colors.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm telling you this is because I experienced children like this when I was teaching kindergarten. You have other children who are just being introduced to the letters, just introduced to the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
By the time these children got into the second grade, there were children who didn't go to Montessori that did not have that advantage. There were children who did not go to Montessori who were academically and emotionally advanced beyond the children that went to Montessori.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because they should have kept the Montessori class going in the kindergarten and the first grade and the second grade. But when you brought the child back and put them in where they were 2 years before, the skill of connecting your neurons ended. And so going back to what Kondike said, if we had a society that the educational system challenged the children's mind like TikTok does, this would be a good thing. And the children wouldn't have to get on the phone. They wouldn't have to get on their games to be incited and excited by TikTok, because what they're doing in school would excite them.
Right.
Because Caress has other options of his ability, he can draw. And he can do the multiplication table. But what would have happened if y'all had not supplied him with that, with those books, and with an interest?
True.
His interest in multiplication tables came from Chris, because he tells me what me and Chris did with multiplication and math. And so the books that I gave him throughout all these years that I used to go pick him up after school and all the rest of that, these were the seeds that allowed him to have something other than TikTok, because TikTok excites his brain do exciting things. TikTok isn't the only thing that excites him. When
that's
you have a child that TikTok is the only thing that they have, that's what they'll always go to.
That is true.
So we're living in a regressive society where TikTok is advancing, but the real world is regressive.
Wow.
And so, and see, because I've seen this in children before, come in, my kindergarten class, they know their alphabet, they know their numbers, they know all sorts of things. I say, wow, that Montessori is good. But then, when I see them in the second and third grade, and their grades are not what their classmates are, who did not go to Montessori. While Montessori was an advantage, if you're put back in the same society, then it becomes a hindrance. And so I don't have any problem with, because I'm looking at computers, like I'm telling you, with the Instagram, I'm noticing the difference between Instagram and Facebook. In fact, I understand why Facebook bought it. It makes all the sense. If you're a good business person, that is a good business deal. And that's why they're going after.
TikTok just sent me a video.
They got your number.
What did they send it to you about?
A doggy.
A doggy? Uh-oh, that tells us where your mind is. Your mind is at the ghost face.
The ghost face.
The cookie, not the cookie.
The cookie.
You said
the cookie.
When you said it to me earlier, I was like the cookie. Oh my god! I was like the cookie. What cookie?
Uh-oh, Ghostface is awake now. You didn't. You to call the beast. You awakened the beast. Go back to sleep.
He is a beast. He's a beast.
Something else.
But this is only
the beginning of what's coming. And, you know, these are some very interesting times that we're living in. Very interesting times that we're living in. There's such a, you know, like I was telling you about Instagram. I was on Instagram, then I went off for 3 years. And then, you know, I just got back on within this past month. And there is such a difference in the communication skills, you know. And, you know, my generation, You know, it's not the strong that survive, and it's not the survival of the fittest. The ones that survive are the ones that can adapt to the new world.
Yeah.
That you can adapt. And I'm telling you, Instagram and all of these other ways of communication, you know, it's the cornerstone to being part of the future. It really is. And it's a very exciting time, and it's a very interesting time, because I come from a generation that just did not have this concept, you know. And I come from generations when y'all were young, you know, part of the work that I did was to go out and do presentation in various cities around the country and travel different places and do this work that I do. And then, you know, Brother Philippe, and he started introducing me to Zoom and conferences and webinars and technology. Mm-hmm. And I began to see the application of that technology to the work that I was doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now here I sit in the middle of a pandemic, could not go out to do a presentation if I wanted to.
Yep.
So what's the answer? The answer is social media.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is being able to do the webinars and the streaming and the Zoom.
Yeah,
because
people didn't stop needing you because of the pandemic. They still need you now more than ever.
And I'm there constantly. And your brother, Heru, he just showed me today. I was talking to him earlier today, and he showed me how to do live Instagram. Now I know how to do live Instagram. Hold me back, family.
Ooh,
hold me back.
The world ain't ready.
And
oh my God.
And if you want to have a long-winded video, have him show you IGTV.
He showed it to me. I'm on IGTV.
Okay.
I
All
saw
right.
that too. And it's and not
All
only
right.
that, but I think you were the one that told him about it, Sasha. But somebody sent me
a link
to Linktree and said I would advise you.
I told you.
Then Heru showed me today Linktree on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm. It can get a lot of information out at one time.
Look, let me tell y'all something. See, I come from a generation that had to hustle to get that type of attention. Okay? You have to do a lot. You know, if you just think of, for instance, if I wanted to get something, let's say I wanted to communicate with somebody, I would have to sit down and write or type a letter. I would have to put it in an envelope, address the envelope, bring it to the post office, have it sent. The person receives it.
Hilarious.
Reads it. Writes the letter in response to what I sent them. Bring it to the post office. Send it to me. Let's say that takes 7 days. You could do that same thing today in 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Through each.
Doesn't even take
email.
Me a minute.
And send it to multiple
Doesn't
people
even take
at
a
one
minute.
Time.
That's right. Send
yep.
it to because if I wanted to send that to multiple
and,
people, I would have to make copies.
And
I'd have to send it out to more
and,
people.
And if I wanted to send something privately to someone, like, this is what I'm saying to this person, you would BCC the person. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine.
That's,
you can email somebody and they won't even know.
But here's the challenge. Because of the time you just saved, how are you going to use the rest of your time?
You're going to scroll on TikTok.
I'll give you another example. When I was growing up, my uncle and my aunt, they were elevator operators. They were the ones that, you know, for those that may remember, they looked like a gate. When elevators first came, you had an elevator operator. And that person would take you to the floor that you wanted to go to. And they would come get you to take you back down to leave the building. That's how it was when I was growing up. Okay? Now.
How old are you, Daddy?
It don't go back that far.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No. You know what's interesting, but what you just said is very important, because the fact that I could still be alive and tell you this, and you can see how
right.
different
it wasn't
is
that
today,
long ago. Yeah.
Imagine what
yeah.
it's going to be like when you're my age.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Things
oh,
you won't be remembering.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Think in terms, and this is what we have to do with our children. We have to help them understand, as you are existing in the present, you are preparing your future.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. And a lot of what you're doing in the present depends on what you know about the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so just that point that you
Come on
made
now,
is please. Very important, because it wasn't that long ago. Because
That's
I was
right.
also going to tell you, the last time I was in an elevator that was operated by a person was when I was in college.
Wow.
That was
wow,
the last
sir.
Elevator
wow, sir.
I was ever really on, where a person was there as a job. Now, here's my point. When the elevators became automated, that man, my uncle or my aunt, made a wage on that. That was their job.
Mm.
What happened to that individual job for that person now that they weren't needed in the elevator? This society did not
prepare
people.
Same thing that's happening now with the bank.
They lost their job.
The same thing that's happening in the bank. Yep.
Remember
yep.
when you used
you
to
got
go
eliminated.
To toll booth? I remember not too long ago when I was going up to
toll
Newport,
booth. What's that?
A toll booth. Okay, toll
booth
operators don't exist no more.
I know the pictures that they take on those things above you when you drive down the highway, and then they send
that's
you a bill
it.
In the mail and just take it for your easy pass. I don't know what a toll booth is. What is a toll booth you see of?
That's it. See, it's so far in your memory. But when you used to come home and you were on a bus, you had to go through a toll booth, and you had to pay a
Amen.
Human being for going across.
Right. This was like a couple of years ago.
This
is
not long ago.
I'm making a joke, but this is not that long ago.
Not at all. Toll booths don't exist no more.
Yes,
but what
do.
Happened to that
now.
Job? Mm. There were 12 toll booths with 12 people making money.
Mm.
Now what happened to
that
job?
They had 12
job?
Families.
That's right. That's what I mean by regression. This society never advanced itself. What it did, it kept its profit level the same, because to advance the society, you would have to put your profits into the advancement of that society.
Mm. You know, when you say this, and I say, and I talk about this all the time, I always, whenever these conversations come up, I always think of that movie I, Robot with Will Smith. Always. Because if you haven't seen it, cover your ears. The robot was hurting humans, because not hurting, but like saving humans from themselves, because the worst thing for a person is another person. I'm not saying it correctly, but like we were what was harming people. So the robot was protecting us from ourselves, because that's what it was designed to do. It was designed to protect humans, but the biggest threat was humanity. So that like the robot was created for that reason. And that's how I feel like technology is going now. Like we're literally harming ourselves. But I always think of iRobot when I think of that.
There are things that we have to do. And I think that these past 3.5-4 years has been very refreshing for us to see exactly what it is that we're dealing with in the world. In the world.
Mm.
And it's just
the word
a very
you use.
A key point right now. Vote.
Mm-hmm.
Vote.
Mm.
You're going to vote anyway. You're going to vote anyway. You're going to vote for Joe Biden, or you're going to vote for Donald Trump, or you're not going to vote at all. And if you don't vote, you actually are voting for Donald Trump.
Right, exactly.
You're going to vote.
Because Donald Trump's cronies are always going to come out. But
you're going to vote.
But the other cronies don't. Yep.
So I just want folks
that
to understand.
That is so true.
You're going to vote. So don't act like you're not going to vote. You're going to vote.
That is so
the
true.
The question is, do you have the strategy to understand what the vote represents?
So true.
And you just got to understand that. This is strategy. You know, it ain't about liking you. They don't like you. I don't like them. It's not about liking your politician. It's about using your politician. Your politician, you elected your politician for you to use him or her. He or she took the job to be used by you as your representative. See, sometimes we look for love in the wrong places. We're always looking for, well, they don't like you. Well, that's not their job to like you.
Mm-hmm.
Their job is to represent you. And if they don't, you vote them out. Don't, it's not about like and dislike.
It's not personal.
It's, about making, it's not. It's business.
Right.
This ain't personal.
Yep.
This is business. And voting is a strategy. You're going out to war. On the table, you have a gun, a knife, and a pen. What you going to do? Some people say, I take the gun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What happens when you run out of bullets? Well, I'll take the knife, too. Okay. What happens if you drop the knife? The point is, you take everything off the table because everything can be used as a weapon or a tool. Every tool is a weapon. Every weapon is a tool. It's not what it is. It's how you use it that makes the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is, you take everything. Every aspect of your life you take. And always look at what your enemy's trying to take from you, because that's the most powerful weapon. So if he's trying to take your vote from you, you have to understand the value of your vote. Otherwise, they wouldn't bend over backwards to steal it from you.
Yep. Mm. Yep. Because if it wasn't important, it wouldn't matter.
That's it.
So true.
They'll always disarm you with the most powerful weapons first.
Mm. And convince you and tell you that what you have doesn't matter.
Absolutely. And if you're ill-informed, you'll believe it.
Believe it. Yep. Like my story about the skating in the second grade.
Hey, that's right. That's right. And that's such a wonderful
story
because it comes from a childhood's perspective that you were able to catch on to what was going on.
Yep.
And that's what people do to you. Even when they're adults, they do the same thing to you, but they do it to you differently.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
That's one of those things. We covered a lot of ground today. I have to tell you that in this conversation.
This was a great night. I really appreciated this conversation.
It started off a little shaky, but I think
we're doing good.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Well, you see, the thing about folk that listen in on our program, you know, they can tell this isn't planned. This ain't trying, you know, this is just a family talking. You know, we just decided to invite people into our homes to listen to us talk to each other.
Exactly.
Because this is how it was when you're only five and one. And
we have these same conversations on the phone. Before quarantine, we used to have these conversations every Saturday or every Friday. Like, we've been doing this. It's just now, you know, now other people
now
are listening,
public.
Even though we can't see or hear them.
Now it's just public.
But they're there. Right, exactly. We're like, oh, I forgot people were listening. Oh, my goodness. I forgot people were listening.
No.
I have some Sprite, so that sugar is definitely getting to me.
Okay, watch it. That'll
do
it.
Oh, boy.
I
act like a kid when I have sugar.
Wow.
Like me and Chrissy can have a competition.
Here we are 2 weeks later. Think about what we were talking about the last time we were together. And just imagine what we're going to be talking about in 2 weeks.
I'm scared. It feels literally like the social media post, the meme where it says "Welcome to Level 8 of Jumanji." I swear, if anybody has seen Jumanji, they understand what that means. It's August, so it's the 8th month, so it's Level 8 of Jumanji. Like, I want out of the game. I'm done playing. I'm gonna lock it in the closet, break it, or something. I'm done playing. I don't want to play anymore. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I want to go back to the real fake world.
Something else.
I'm done. and done. I'm done. So
okay.
But this was a great conversation. I am looking forward to and also frightened of what the next conversation will be about.
Absolutely.
Hey, you never know.
So we're gonna go out the same way we went in. It's been Beyonce all night, and that's what we are going to end with. And this, when I walk in the street and listen to this song, I really feel like I can do anything. So I hope everybody enjoys it as much as I do. And we will see you guys in 2 weeks.
See you, family. Hotep.
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 I'm going back to the south. I'm going back, 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 where my roots ain't watered down. Growing, growing like a baobab tree of life on fertile ground. My ancestor put me on game. Long charm on gold chains with my old shoon energy. Just follow me. I'm good at that. She keep fresh. Hold up, don't I? Feel like that's a nut chop by instant. Yeah, pure ice, 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 ice. Bust down, bloody.
Miss